1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. All charges have been dropped against actor Alec Baldwin in connection with the Rust movie set shooting. Republicans in Congress are speaking out after it was learned that an IRS whistleblower is accusing the Biden administration of mishandling the investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes. The whistleblower claims preferential treatment and politics are affecting the investigation. Republican Senator Josh Hawley.
I hope and trust this person will be given whistleblower protections, which are robust under the law, and we need to find out what he or she knows.
No comment from the Justice Department or the White House. The first flight of the giant new SpaceX Starship was cut short when the rocket exploded shortly after takeoff today. It carried no people or satellites. The Supreme Court expected to issue a ruling Friday that will have a direct impact on millions of American women's access to abortion medication. Justices will decide whether or not to block lower court rulings that restricted access to mifepristone. This is ABC News. A fourth person is now under arrest for last weekend's deadly mass shooting at a Sweet 16 party in Alabama. All four are charged with four counts of reckless murder. Police have not revealed a motive. A deadly outbreak of tornadoes across three states late Wednesday. In Oklahoma alone, eight confirmed twisters, at least two deaths reported in McLean County. ABC's Mireya Villarreal is in Shawnee.
I got confirmation on the tornado. It is right in front of me.
Eight reported tornadoes touching down just in Oklahoma. In McLean County, at least two people dead. Multiple reports of injuries and people trapped in shelters. Shawnee, Oklahoma getting hit hard. Heavy winds damaging buildings, toppling trees, downing power lines, and wrecking cars.
More layoffs at Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, carrying out another round of job cuts this week. Last month, Meta announced 10,000 people would be affected. Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's former parole chief is charged with public corruption. John Tate II is now on the Racine City Council. He voted to create a new violence interruption coordinator position in Racine last summer. He took the newly created job himself last fall. Prosecutors say Tate acted in his own financial interest while working as a public official. He could spend up to 6 months in jail. The Wisconsin Senate has confirmed 27 more of Governor Evers' appointees. The Senate confirmed a few more appointees in March, but the new year started with 180 unconfirmed appointments. Many Democrats complain Republicans are slow rolling the confirmation process for purely political reasons. In sports, the Bucks and Heat are tied in their playoff series one game apiece. Milwaukee won last night 138-122. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Acoustics is giving away over $50,000 throughout the month of April with our tax time giveaway. Starting March 31st and going until April 29th, Ho-Chunk Gaming Acoustics will be giving away some extra tax time money every Friday and Saturday in April. We'll start with warming everyone up this spring with hot seat drawings every hour from noon to 6 for your chance to win up to $100 in rewards play. Then we'll be giving away the green with drawings starting at 7 and going till 9 p.m. where two winners will win over $1,000 cash every hour. Guests must earn 25 points with their rewards club cards to participate. This April, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa will be having an egg hunt for the adults. This time with our $1,000 egg hunt starting at noon and going till 9 p.m. every Sunday and Monday. We'll be having hot seat drawings every hour to give away prizes up to $1,000 cash. Hop on over to Rewards Club booth for complete contest rules and details. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor. Bring home some extra green this spring with Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Want to feel better naturally? Native Roots Hemp of Green Bay is expanding into a new wellness restaurant using ancient remedies and food therapy in Luxembourg. Feel great again with the new pharmacy market and eatery. Visit nativerootshemp.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, you're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And the biggest issue right now that's lingering in the background is the pink elephant that nobody is mentioning. Is that the clock is ticking down on the debt limit. We've already exceeded the time period, but the way the government, from an accounting point of view, can keep going, the way that it can keep going and keep paying off, first of all, the bonds that it's issued for prior authorized expenditures, is they just spend money that's coming in right now. April 15 was a couple of days ago. There's going to be a lot of cash that comes in from taxes. But their ability to do that is going to run out. I should say our ability to do that is going to run out very quickly. And there are different estimates about when that'll be, June, July, that kind of thing. But at some point, the debt limit is not extended. We are prohibited from spending money that's already been allocated, voted on, and approved by Congress and the president. And I want to give you the history of this and give you what's really happening. What's happening is that Kevin McCarthy went to Wall Street the other day and says, oh, we'll extend the debt limit, but we're going to attach it to cuts in the trillions of dollars that effectively reverses whatever Biden's done and whatever the Congress did, even in bipartisan votes. That will satisfy the right-wing nuts in his caucus. It's not going to happen. So let me give you the background here. Biden stood tall. Biden said, quote, the GOP agenda is trickle-down, dressed up in MAGA clothing. We're not a deadbeat nation. No one should do anything to jeopardize the full faith and credit of the United States. They say we're going to default. Talking about McCarthy, they say we're going to default unless I agree to their wacko notions. All of their wacko notions. McCarthy proposed huge cuts to programs that millions of hardworking middle-class Americans count on. They've already been voted on and approved. Bipartisan, and the president signed off on it. Then Biden said McCarthy gave a speech without a plan to Wall Street. He says he wants to limit spending, but he didn't tell you exactly how much he wants to cut and where. And then Biden quoted Donald Trump, because when Donald Trump was president, the shoe was on the other foot. Donald Trump said, quote, I can't imagine anybody ever thinking about using the debt ceiling as a negotiating wedge. That was Trump saying that when he was in the catbird seat. There shouldn't, by the way, even be two votes. You must understand that the debt limit is not new spending. It's not a vote on something new. The Congress has already voted on this, and it's already voted in a bipartisan way. It voted in a bipartisan way for hard infrastructure, soft infrastructure, for the CHIPS Act, for our defense budget. Our defense budget, close to $800 billion. Obviously, there's Social Security and Medicare. It's already voted on it. The president's already approved it. So why are we voting again to, quote, extend the debt limit? We've already voted on it. We've already issued bonds to pay for it. The full faith and credit of the United States are behind those bonds. The answer is that a long time ago, the Republicans realized they could have their cake and eat it too. They could vote for things, all the pork they wanted. A lot of these guys, even when they voted against hard and soft infrastructure, when it came through, would put out press releases saying, I got us a bridge here in Mississippi. What do you mean you got you a bridge here in Mississippi? You voted against it. I got us a bridge in Mississippi. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. But then they realized we should have two votes, and they rammed that through a long time ago. So we get the pork, or whatever they want to call it. We issue the bonds, and then we have to vote again on whether or not to honor the bonds, even though the 14th Amendment says that the full faith and credit of the United States should not be called into question. And they threaten not to honor the bonds, and they throw us close to default, claiming that they want to cut costs that they've already voted for. And this charade has been going on for a long, long time, for decades, with the Republican Party. Biden went on and said, let's take default off the table and have a real serious conversation on the future budget, which McCarthy will not do. It's important to know the history of this. I mean, how many times have I said on the beginning of the show, how about like every time, you're not woke if you don't know history. The Republicans did this in 2021, 2 years ago. They wanted to knife Biden right from the start. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, said that would trigger a spike in interest rates. It would kill stock prices. There'd be a recession, millions of jobs lost, billions of growth lost. It will jeopardize the dollar as the reserve currency around the world. Moody's did a more detailed economic analysis, said it would cost 6 million jobs. Unemployment would go to about 9%, and it would kill $15 trillion of household wealth. So you think you have a nice little 401k, do you? 403b, IRAs? They think that'd be a nice retirement? $15 trillion of that around the country will go away. What the Republicans are really trying to do is to destroy the post-1933 government from Roosevelt on. That's what they're doing. McCarthy, for instance, says, well, let's at least cut many of the agents out of the IRS. If he did that, it would result in $124 billion in tax cheats. We would lose $124 billion. In other words, it's revenue negative to the government. Here's what's going on. Trump is pushing this to get Biden, and he's starting to make inroads against DeSantis. Vern Buchanan, the co-chair of the Florida congressional delegation, just endorsed Trump. That's humiliating for DeSantis in his own state. And before I go to the lines, I see when the lines don't hang up. I want to go back a little deeper. How about 1879? How does that sound? In 1879, the Republicans were the liberals. They were like the Democrats today. The Democrats were Confederates, pro-slavery still, Ku Klux Klan types. That was the Democrats in 1879. So keep that in mind when I tell you this. In 1879, for the first time since the Civil War, the Democrats, i.e. the Confederate pro-slavery people, won Congress for the first time since the Civil War. They got the chairmanships. And they immediately announced they'd stop funding the government until the Republican president, Rutherford Hayes, stopped protecting black voters. That's what they said. And withdrew federal troops from the South. Rutherford Hayes had been a colonel at Antietam in the Civil War. And guess who one of his sergeants was? One of his sergeants was William McKinley, who then went on to be president himself after Rutherford Hayes a few cycles later. And you know what the Democrats said? And they were like the Republicans now. They were pro-slavery, pro-Confederate. They were anti-democracy. Here's what they said, quote, "We've blundered by fighting in the battlefields. Far better to control the country from within Congress. We've blundered by fighting in the battlefields. Far better to control the country from within Congress." If you can imagine, that's what they said in 1879. Pro-democratic newspapers, i.e. pro-Confederate newspapers, threatened violence. And their headlines say, "Drive or starve Rutherford Hayes into signing a law that sweeps these obnoxious laws out of evidence." What were those obnoxious laws? The ones protecting black people. Ulysses Grant put them in. Section 1983. There are a couple of others. That no Southern jury would convict anybody for murdering a black person, so you could do it federally. There were a lot of other, and there were federal troops in the South. Rutherford Hayes stood tall. Took a little while after that before they were withdrawn, and we had a century of lynching and murder of black people in the South. In 1879, the Republican House Minority Leader was James Garfield. Does that sound familiar? He was also a future president. He saw combat at Shiloh and Chickamauga. Back then, if you want to run for president, you virtually had to be a combat veteran for the North. These guys were magnificent. James Garfield said, he was the minority leader in the Congress at the time, the Republicans said, quote, "They would let the government perish for want of supplies. This is revolution which will destroy the government." And you can and should say that again right now. This is revolution which will destroy the government. They want the government to perish for lack of supplies. McCarthy's doing the same thing. Marjorie Taylor Greene, right out of 1879, except that the labels of the parties are reverse. Rutherford Hayes stood firm. The Democrats backed down after a few months because people turned on the Democrats, i.e. the Confederates. They turned on them. And that happened here. And by the way, Garfield then won the presidency the next time after Rutherford Hayes, when the Democrats were favored to win. 10 years ago, this happened in a way, too. The Republicans shut down the government under Obama. Finally, Ron Johnson went to Moscow Mitch, and he went to the majority leader, and he said, and who was the majority leader at the time, "You've got to reopen the government. I'm getting killed back in Wisconsin." But people are very slow to respond to this. They're very slow to respond to this. We're coming up to a break. I see you on the lines. Do not hang out. Hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. But you must understand what's going on. It went on in 1879. It went on 10 years ago. It's going on today. A lot more back after the break. 844-967-2789. Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Experience the best of cannabis at Blue Bonnet Dispensary, the ultimate dispensary destination. Conveniently situated on the east side of Appleton, we offer legal Delta 9 THC products that eliminate the need to travel to Michigan. Enjoy free gifts with every purchase. Blue Bonnet Dispensary.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 39. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 54. Lows level off around 34. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Temps below average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the mid-40s to the upper 40s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
34. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. I'm getting to you in order right now. I can get you all in this segment. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. You're first. What's your mind today, Bill?
You know, on that debt ceiling, McCarthy's playing a game, and he's playing like a gunfighter in OK Corral. Who blinks first? Who shoots first? If I had any say in it, I'd say, go ahead, shut the country down. You haven't put a reasonable offer on the table. And to cut back IRS agents, wait a minute, hang on, that's cash revenue. Our country needs cash revenue. We're not falling for that. You want to cut back? We'll cut back defense. We'll roll back some tax cuts, and we'll get it done. I would stand up to that clown. He doesn't have the ability or the intention of really shutting the country down. And if he does, well, goodbye, Republicans. They're done. He's got to own this because he created it. And for us to play defense, football, this defense is strong offense. We've got to keep coming at them. I'm sick and tired of rolling over and play dead for these criminals. Thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
Excellent comments. Thank you, Bill. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jack?
Well, first, the hypocrisy of these Republicans absolutely astounds me again and again. And I don't know why, because it just keeps coming. But these are the guys that 6 years ago gave away $2 trillion in tax welfare to the richest of us and the biggest corporation. These are the guys that in 4 years under Trump racked up $7 trillion, roughly one-fifth of our entire national debt. These are the guys who know darn well that our Social Security and Medicare are separate accounts. They have nothing to do with the national debt, yet they keep on attacking those and saying, oh, we got to cut spending. Well, these are prepaid. There is money in the bank for those. It's just...
Right.
I really do hope that people are right, that if these guys continue, that this will be the end of the Republican Party, because this is just an outrage.
You know, Jack, they did this in 1879. They did it in 2021. They did it 10 years ago. They always do it. Excellent remarks. Thanks very much. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Your last two calls were excellent. They both said it all. You have to understand the Republicans have never liked Social Security, and they've never liked Medicare. They do not like them two programs. And I'm on Bill's side there. If these clowns want to shut the government down, the states that'll be hurt the worst are the red states, because they take the most money from the federal government. In fact, if I have my facts right, the state of Wisconsin gives out more than we take in here. But shut it down, Republicans. Go ahead. It'll tank everybody. It's going to hurt me, but I'm with Bill. I'm sick of these people. If that's what they want to do, do it and suffer the ramifications. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Very good comments. And let me say a couple of things, and I can say this from, frankly, some litigation experience I've seen before. The Republican why does the Republican Party go after Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security? Because pension, the equivalent of a pension fund, although here it's prepaid by the people, the payroll taxes, because that is a big, juicy turkey, a big, juicy dodo bird. It's a big, juicy pool of money that they can easily grab. They do not care, and with pension funds or anything else, about what happens to the people that are deprived of it. And so there have been instances where corporations have acquired other corporations, and they have seized pension funds as assets and litigated it. I'm aware of one case a long time ago where they basically seized the blue-collar pension fund and helped themselves to it, but kept the white-collar pension fund intact. That resulted in litigation. Fortunately, the courts didn't let them do that. But you must understand that the urge to take money, the urge to frankly steal money by using legal process. You know, there's a tremendous line in the novel, The Godfather. You should really read it. It's a tremendous novel, Mario Puzo. And in it, one of the bad guys says to the others, you can steal more money with a briefcase than a gun. You can steal more money with a briefcase than a gun. And that is what the Republicans are doing. And to Bill of Economowoc's point, when you cutting out IRS salaries is so stupid. They give up $124 billion in tax cheats. By auditing the tax cheats, you harvest another $124 billion. That's not revenue neutral. That's revenue negative. But they do it. Because essentially, among other people, they represent tax cheats, especially wealthy tax cheats. And so there's not much more to be said except for this. I do not agree that we should somehow go gently into that good night and let them do this. There are remedies. One is a discharge petition. If there were five patriotic Republicans in this state, Gallagher is passing himself off as a patriotic Republican, will stand up and say that you'll support a discharge petition. What does that mean? That is just to overcome a House rule that says McCarthy can decide everything that goes to the floor. Get five of these clowns from New York, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Florida, I should say California, and then with all of the Democrats, just push it out anyway. But you need five of them, and they won't do it. They won't do it. The other thing is Joe Biden, under the 14th Amendment, just orders Janet Yellen, the head of the Federal Reserve, to pay the bonds. That's it. And if any of these clowns or any clown judge or tarantula in the Supreme Court objects, Joe Biden simply says this is executive action. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. All charges have been dropped against actor Alec Baldwin in connection with the Rust movie set shooting. Republicans in Congress are speaking out after it was learned that an IRS whistleblower is accusing the Biden administration of mishandling the investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes. The whistleblower claims preferential treatment and politics are affecting the investigation. Republican Senator Josh Hawley.
I hope and trust this person will be given whistleblower protections, which are robust under the law, and we need to find out what he or she knows.
No comment from the Justice Department or the White House. The first flight of the giant new SpaceX Starship was cut short when the rocket exploded shortly after takeoff today. It carried no people or satellites. The Supreme Court expected to issue a ruling Friday that will have a direct impact on millions of American women's access to abortion medication. Justices will decide whether or not to block lower court rulings that restricted access to mifepristone. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Officers in Portage County responded to a strange call last night for help. The caller said they hit something in the road. When they got out to look, they found a bobcat stuck in the grill of the car. Officers called in a conservation warden who was able to pull the large bobcat out and get it into the back of a pickup truck. The animal was taken to the area where it was struck and released back into the wild. The statewide tornado drill scheduled for today has been postponed. Storms are expected today. The National Weather Service may need to issue actual warnings, so the test has been pushed to Friday. With the same schedule of 1:45 and 6:45 p.m.,